It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. On Friday, U.S. Attorney David Hickton announced a 5-count indictment against former Pittsburgh Police Chief Nate Harper. The charges range from conspiracy and theft of public funds to willful failure to file income tax returns. I'm joined now by phone by Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Bobby Kurlick, who's been following the case. Bobby, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, Paul. Nice to be here.
Let's start by going back to last Friday. Describe the scene in the courtroom as Nate Harper stood before a federal judge as an accused criminal.
Well, he looked, a lot of people ask me how he looked, and I would say the word that I've used is gaunt. I mean, I think that he looks like he's lost weight. His attorneys said he's lost 20 pounds in the last month or so. He looked, his suit looked a lot looser on him than he had in the past. He's always been a fit guy, but it looks like he's definitely lost weight. And, you know, we're sitting there in the courtroom, and the chief, he didn't say much. He just said, yes, sir, no, sir, to the judge when he asked him questions. He pleaded not guilty. And the whole court appearance was pretty quick.
He pleaded not guilty, but his attorney said that he will plead guilty. So what? That might be a little bit confusing for some people.
It is, and I think the way the attorneys described it or explained it to us, because that question came up at the press conference later that day in front of his attorneys, and they said that, you know, pleading not guilty is a formality. You're almost not allowed to plead guilty at your first appearance, which is your arraignment before the judge. And but later on that day at the press conference, they said that the chief, they anticipate him pleading guilty. They said that the charges against him, they can't imagine what the defense would be, especially for the income tax. Remember, for the charges, he just simply didn't file income tax, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. So that would seem to be a simple, pretty easy to prove. And as far as the rest of the stuff, you know, using the money from the account for his own personal expenses, they hinted that the chief pretty much already admitted to the FBI that, these things didn't benefit the city, and I used them.
So the evidence is pretty solid. It doesn't look like there's really any way for Nate Harper to refute the charges here. A question that's being asked regarding this case, though, is how did more than $70,000 in stolen checks go unnoticed?
Well, that's a very good question, and I think that's part of the ongoing investigation. We asked U.S. Attorney David Hickton that question on Friday. All he would say is refer to the indictment, and the investigation is ongoing. That's questions that we've written about in the Trib. Where does the blame lie there? And you have the city, for lack of a better word, lack of controls, I suppose. Whether it was the controller's office or to the mayor's office or to the police department. The bottom line was no one was watching the store while this money was being used from the account, apparently. At least that's the way the indictment reads. So, the chief was pretty, it was easy for him to direct checks to go into this account, and nobody was asking any questions. There really wasn't a lot of accountability.
We're talking with Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Bobby Kurlick about the Nate Harper case. Bobby, the question everybody is asking is, when does the other shoe drop? Are other indictments coming?
Well, I can tell you we asked that question to the U.S. attorney on Friday, and he would not answer it. All he would say, again, was that the investigation is ongoing. A lot of people were asking questions about the mayor, and he wouldn't answer the questions other than say, he didn't say the mayor's under investigation. He just said the investigation generally is ongoing. The mayor has been adamant that he has been told by the U.S. attorney's office that he is not a target of the investigation, and Hickton was noncommittal at his press conference on Friday. So, that's the big question. Is there another shoe to drop? I don't know. All we know is the investigation's ongoing. Now, whether that leads to higher-ups above the chief or whether that's other people, whether that leads to other people in the department, I don't know. But that's certainly one thing that we're all looking at.
And as you mentioned, there is plenty of speculation about what Mayor Ravenstahl knew and when he knew it, if he knew anything about what was going on here at all. So are there any indications at this point that the mayor could be indicted? What's the word on the street? What are your sources telling you about the possibility that he is in any way a target of this investigation?
Well, again, I mean, the mayor has been adamant, as his attorney, that in saying that when he was questioned by the FBI, that they told him that he was not a target of the investigation. I haven't heard anybody from the U.S. Attorney's Office confirm that he is a target of the investigation or he isn't a target of the investigation. And again, Hickton was very noncommittal. In the rumors that we hear, it's a million different things every day. So it's hard to put your finger on that. The mayor was questioned by the FBI. He admitted to that. He talked about that at his press conferences. So I guess we'll see if the investigation continues, who gets subpoenaed to go before the grand jury, if there are others, if the grand jury is continuing, and where the investigation leads. It's hard to say, if he is a target or not. I mean, he's adamant he's not, and the U.S. Attorney's Office isn't saying anything.
Well, we'll continue to follow this investigation and see where it leads. In the meantime, Bobby Kierlik, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on what we know, at least to this point. Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Bobby Kierlik, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks a lot for having me.